Guatney Unplugged, hosted by Scott Romine, is brought to you by Guatney Buick GMC at 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock, next to Sam's Club. Call 501-945-4444 or visit GuatneyBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Hey, Scott Romine here. Guatney Unplugged, brought to you by Guatney Buick GMC next to Sam's Club in North Little Rock. Come see us. I'm going to talk about absolutely one of my favorite restaurants that is actually down in the middle of Lone Oak called the Grumpy Rabbit. And Gigi Wardelak is on the phone with us, and we're going to talk about the Grumpy Rabbit. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
I love your restaurant. It is one of the most unique places to eat in Arkansas. It's not very far out of central Arkansas, and the colors and the whole thing is just really impressive.
Well, that is so fun for me to hear and so nice for you to say. We are right in the middle of downtown historic Lone Oak, Arkansas. We're only 20 minutes from the airport, so we're...
Yeah, it's close.
We're close. We're not that far. It used to be a long way away back when I was growing up.
Are you from Lone Oak originally?
I am. I was born and raised. I'm a fourth generation. My maiden name is Cox, C-O-X. And I lived here, moved away I was in Little Rock 10 years, and then I went to Memphis for 31 and got to come back home 7 years ago.
What did you do in Memphis for 31 years?
I worked in the corporate world in a commercial insurance brokerage, but I was in the accounting part of it. And just never been in the restaurant business, but came back to Lone Oak and kept wanting to do something for downtown Lone Oak to help bring it back to life like it was when I was growing up.
You know, I would say you've absolutely done that. And I would think probably you've inspired some of the shops around you that so kind of match what you're doing at Grumpy Rabbit. You got like a toddler store going on and a women's fashionable clothing. And I mean, you've created a really cool little corner there.
Well, I tell you what, Scott, it's fun to see. Sometimes I'll just walk across the street and look around and watch the people and the interaction of the locals with who we know we can recognize or not from Lone Oak. And it makes the heart happy.
You know, one of the things I've always thought about Grumpy Rabbit, and I don't know how intentional this is, but I've been to California a lot, and it does feel like you're in a California restaurant. Was that kind of the idea, something like that? I mean, it is so unique for here.
Well, it's what Grumpy and I wanted to do, and Grumpy's my husband Jim's grandpa name. And of course, Lone Oak's the Jackrabbits, our school mascot. So that's how I'm a Jackrabbit. So that's how we came up with Grumpy Rabbit. But we both decided that we wanted a place for locals, anybody from around the world, come in, and you can sit in a booth and have some privacy, or you can be out in the open near the front door and watch everybody come in, or you can sit outside. We have heaters and fans and like you mentioned, a whole bunch of different colors. And we have one section of the restaurant where there's no TVs. And then if you go upstairs, we have TVs everywhere. So we just tried to, and we have a private room if you want to have a private dinner or a birthday party, or just even people around town have been using it for meetings. And we just wanted to have something for everybody and what your needs might be at the time when you walk in the door.
The colors convey happiness to me. You know, it's funny the name is Grumpy Rabbit, but it's so happy to me, you know, going in there. What is the history of the building? It's obviously pretty old.
It is. It was born 1905 by Joe P. Eagle, and it was built as a mercantile, and through the years, when I was growing up in the 60s and the 70s, it was Lone Oak Abstract and Title Company. And then when Grumpy and I bought it in 2019, it had been most recently a flea market, Pickin' and Grinnin' flea market, and a comedy club.
Really?
And so it took us 13 months. We Bought the building in December 19, hired architect in January of 20, the contractor in February 20, and we know what happened in March of 20.
Yeah.
And it wound up taking us 13 months to renovate. It was supposed to be 6 or 7, but we just kept looking out the windshield and not the rearview mirror. We just had to keep going. We couldn't look back. You know, we'd already jumped off into it, and had a whole lot of people around town and some not from around town that helped us. And she's a grand old building, but we took out 7.5 tons of stuff before we could even start renovating, and started with the new roof. I was throwing buckets of water out the window from water coming in when it rained. And so we've come a long way. It's been a journey, but it's so fun to hear people like you say how much you enjoy it.
Oh,
it makes it worth it.
It's so great. The Grumpy Rabbit in Lono. What's the farthest you've had somebody travel to experience the restaurant?
We've had people from all around the world. South Africa would be a family that came in. Since we're real close to the interstate, we have people that come in at night.
Sure.
That have picked Lono to spend the night. And it was one of the many times of people. We also have some people from South Africa that work on one of the farms, and so they wound up getting to meet each other and talk, and it's just fun. People from all around the world.
I guess it's not a dry county. I don't know. You have a bar, right?
Well, since you ask, I can answer the question. We cannot advertise alcohol being in a dry county, but we are a private club, and that's why we ask for your name and phone number. And if you don't feel comfortable giving your number, you can give it a different number. But that's just for our records of. So once you are now officially a member of the Grumpy Rabbit Club, Scott.
I got you. Well, yeah, I'm special that way.
So you are.
I got down there last night. My wife and I was like, we would like to go somewhere in the Corvette and eat outside. And we thought, we've heard Grumpy Rabbit, you could sit outside. We didn't know that. The menu is a little bit different, I think, at dinner than we've always been at lunch. Who put the food selection together?
Actually, we have two people. We have our executive chef, who is Greg Washington, and our executive sous chef is Shauna Carson. And then we have a gentleman named Alon Perot. I said two people, and now I'm saying the third. But Alon is our consultant, and he traveled around the world opening Ritz-Carlton's and the food and beverage part. So when COVID hit, he was actually had come to Little Rock to work at the Capitol Hotel and all of their food and beverage. And when COVID hit, he retired. And a few months later, we heard about him. And it was when we were really needing to know how many plates and how many cups and glasses and all that to order. And he's still with us. It's been over 3 years, and he's helped out a lot. So they're the ones that tied all that together.
One of my favorite things you do, I got about a minute and a half left. You bring in Santa Claus, and you bring in the Easter Bunny. And what inspired all of that, and how does that work? Does that cost extra for the people that visit the restaurant? Reservations? What do you do?
Okay, so I'm glad you asked that, because I do want it to be a fun place. And when we talked to city council years ago about this, it was about being a family restaurant. And so we have the best, and he is the actual real Santa Claus.
Yes, he is.
And he is the real Santa Claus. And he actually came three Saturdays this past December. And we've already got him booked for this coming year. And like you say, the Easter Bunny is, we charge nothing for kids to come in or whatever and have their picture made or get a goodie bag, whatever we're offering. We're going to have a candy bar set up Easter weekend, and the Easter Bunny will be there on Saturday, the 30th, and on Easter Sunday. And it's just something special for the kids. And growing up, I was 6 miles down the end of a dirt road south of Lone Oak, and going out was not an option, going out to eat. So I just want to make fun memories for kids when they come in.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Gigi, with the Grumpy Rabbit down in Lone Oak. Go see him.
We'll thank you, Scott. This has been wonderful. I appreciate you very much.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on Grumpy Rabbit.